Live. We are launching into another episode of fun and excitement. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind, toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts, a lot of them want to charge you for their websites. Ours is free, so enjoy all of it on us at freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls. Also, expecting a call at some point tonight from our friend Sam, who is still sitting in jail. He may have a little bit of good news to share, but we'll let him do that. He was supposed to be on the line right now, so who knows, maybe he's having trouble getting to the phone inside jail now in his seventh week behind bars for recording video in an allegedly public place, a public court lobby. So we'll check in hopefully with Sam in a bit, otherwise we'll give you the details as we understand them. In the meantime, we go to your phone calls. And Dennis is on the line in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Dennis.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, Dennis. What's on your mind tonight?
So I wanted to tell everybody about a cool little project we have going on to help spread Free Talk Live.
Okay, do that.
Okay. So I talk live, and I think that it seems to resonate well with people who are forming opinions and stuff, and particularly I find that some of the high school people that I know are really, they get turned on to the cool ideas of freedom and liberty. And since we're here in New Hampshire and we're trying to focus our efforts in New Hampshire and we're trying to get the general zeitgeist of New Hampshire to go towards a pro-liberty direction, mm-hmm. I thought, what would be awesome is if a lot of high school people got turned on to Free Talk Live. I think that could seriously change everything.
Absolutely. We fully support getting them while they're young here on Free Talk Live.
So yes, the Free State Project, give us your kids, your criminals, and your crazies. Now, what? How are you going to go about exposing Free Talk Live to these nubile high school girls that you're going to be out talking to?
Well, actually, it's a core of volunteers that are probably mostly younger than me that are going to be actually handing CDs to younger folks.
That sounds good.
But
how is that going to work out? Well, hold on, Dennis. How is that going to work out? Because out here in Keene, one time last year, we went out in front of the high school and handed some flyers out to some high school kids, but they didn't like it very much, the bureaucrats, when we actually went into their parking lot and they called the cops out on us. So are you expecting some civil disobedience to go on here, or are you only going to be able to hand these to people that are walking home? What's your plan for actually intercepting these young folks?
Well, my thinking is that this is not really a civil disobedience thing, but that the sidewalks are for public use.
Yes.
So as far as I can tell, if you're on the sidewalk and you're not impeding traffic, you can do whatever you want, including handing free stuff to people.
Okay.
So the theory is, and we've been kind of a group of us have been tossing this idea around for a long time. It's finally come to fruition. If you want to give someone something that they're going to relate to. So the idea is to ask people as they walk by, so, liberal or conservative? Liberal or conservative? And, of course, a lot of high school students are just going to be like, whatever, and leave. And that's fine. We're not interested in them. They'll find out later.
Perhaps you could make a whatever CD, too.
we're going for low-hanging fruit. People that might be politically active for Obama or for McCain or whoever, those are the ones I want. I want them to stop going out and helping the Obama nation and instead start thinking about what the hell they're doing, right?
Okay.
Whether they're liberal or conservative, whichever abomination.
Hey, I agree.
What about the libertarian ones? Aren't there bound to be some libertarian ones in the crowd?
Oh, I'm sure there are some. They need to get both.
Yes. Well, I mean, you just say liberal, conservative, libertarian?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, what about people that say
libertarian
neither?
Libertarian person. I mean, if you hear liberal or conservative, this might be an honest question. If it's libertarian, conservative, if it's liberal, conservative, libertarian, oh, you're a libertarian person. What's the scam?
Yeah. Well, anyway, I support it. I think you should qualify your prospects. You know who you're going after. I think it sounds like a good idea. Besides, I mean, it's not handing out DVDs isn't the same as handing out flyers. It's a little more of a costly affair.
It is. It is fairly costly, and we're doing this, we're going big on this. We are doing this Free State style. We've got 2,500 audio CDs being custom printed up as we speak.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're audio CDs. I apologize. I called them DVDs. I guess that's a little bit of a difference. So anybody will be able to put these in their car CD player and listen to them. They're not going to be MP3 discs.
They're going to be regular old, you know, standard audio discs.
Got it.
Even though young people are listening, they know how to rip. They can put down their iPod. So, yeah, and, you know, obviously this is something that a lot of people are doing a lot of work on, and it is a very costly thing. It's something that I don't think, I know I wouldn't be able to fund on my lonesome by a long shot. So, you have been kind enough, Ian, to put together chipin.freetalklive.com. Thank you so much for that.
Yes, sir. Chipin.freetalklive.com. That's if you want to help Dennis out with his project here, which I think is a fine idea. Now, AMP is ponying up 50% of the funds. Is that right?
That's correct. And that's, okay. Thank you very much, Ampers. That's just awesome. We would only be able to reach half the people if it weren't for you. And, you know, if they go to chipin.freetalklive.com, they can actually see what exactly is going to be on the disc. They can hear the tracks that we snarfed out from the years of Free Talk Live that we thought would be great for young people to hear. And, you know, sort of test drive it, if you will. It's good stuff.
Excellent.
You know, this is something we've been intending to do, is to sort of, you know, ferret out good sections on these.
We have? I haven't.
We've talked about doing things like this on everything, from the drug war to every particular issue that we speak to, and find some good segments, put them together so that people can put CDs, and we just haven't done it. So.
Well, yeah, that's right. So the people with the conservative disc will get stuff about guns, and the people with the liberal disc will get stuff about the war, and so it's all stuff they can relate to.
Great.
But, one thing that I learned that was fascinating to me was some of the high school people that I know, people that work on the Capital Access TV show, they helped me sort of test market this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I spent a whole lot of time, hours and hours, using GIMP and Photoshop and putting together a really, I thought, professional-looking disc, like the conservative one had, like the bald eagle and the American flag, and I had URLs all over it. I was, you know, and the liberal one had, like, the earth with, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Nice pandering.
And they looked at it and said, you know, this is probably a great disc for old people.
Yeah.
Wow.
They said, you know, no high schooler is going to look, every high schooler is going to look at this and go, yeah, that's marketing. This goes in the trash.
So what did you end up doing?
They convinced me, and this was not an easy thing, because I was like, I got to get the URLs out. I got to get the name out. They said, look, you can make posters if you want, but if you want a kid to actually sit down and say, what the hell is this, and listen to it, you give no information. One URL, you're out. They know it's marketing. They can see right through you people.
So wait, are you going with, like, just a blank disc or something? What are you doing?
It's not a blank. The ones that say, there's big lettering that says for liberals or for conservatives, and then in real tiny print at the bottom, warning, the school system was designed to prevent you from hearing the...
Sorry, I'm just giggling at this. This is great.
It's interesting.
Yeah, keep going. School system was designed what?
To prevent you from listening to this disc.
That's nice.
From hearing what is on this disc. So it's very enigmatic. It's like freaky enough that they will listen to it, at least according to my test market.
Well, I hope so. I use the same approach out here with the warning flyers for Free Keen, where we were handing out these flyers to the high schoolers as they were leaving the high school, and you know, it's emblazoned across the top, warning, you know, these websites, you shouldn't visit them, and then we list all of our liberty-related websites that we absolutely want them to visit. And, of course, there are some kids that were just so thick, you know, that with indoctrination, like, they didn't even get the reverse psychology of it. They actually did believe that they should avoid the websites, and they were kind of scared, actually. So people can go to chipin.freetalklive.com to help you out with this. There's a sense of urgency here, right? Because school's almost out, so when do people need to get, if they're going to help you, when do they need to get to that URL
by? The chipin ends on June 3rd. We have to have the order in by then. They're going to start pressing discs by then, and so that's when everything's got to happen in order for us to get these in kids' hands just before summer comes out.
Great. Dennis, keep up the great work out here in New Hampshire. You're doing some amazing things, and thank you for doing this. It's much appreciated.
Hey, thanks for the show, guys. Later.
All right, good night. 800-259-9231. Now, how many other areas of the country have that kind of outreach going on, besides maybe Phoenix? I think they're doing things like that in Phoenix, handing out DVDs and stuff like that. And where else is that going on an organized basis?
On this scale, I can't imagine any place else.
1-800-259-9231. I presume this will be done around the state. I don't know if it's just going to be in Concord or if it's going to be around New Hampshire. We will find that out, I guess, as time goes on here. So chipin.freetalklive.com if you want to help out with that. More coming up here. And speaking of guns, Mark, you've got a gun-related email. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page-turner hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you tonight.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the bulletin board system. We have got over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. And another new way that you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners is the brand new Free Talk Live chat room, which you can find at chat.freetalklive.com. Again, chat.freetalklive.com. All right. So, yes, we have brought back the chat room after, what, four years? I don't even know. It's been a long time. Since before we were syndicated, so it's probably been like 6 years or something.
Everybody behave yourself, or there's going to be, we're going to have to send you to your corners.
After half a decade of absence, the Free Talk Live chat room has returned.
Five? No, it hasn't been 5 years.
I don't know, man. It's been we had the chat room while we were syndicated. No, I don't think we did.
We had yes, we did.
Did we? Okay, maybe we did in the very beginning days.
Yes.
So nearly half a decade. We continue
Disastrous.
We'll see how it works out this time. So we continue, Mark. You got an email about guns.
All right. Speaking of disastrous, here we go. This is from Nicholas. This is actually addressed to you, but I know you never get to these things, so I've got it here.
Okay,
you and Mark made the argument on 525, that's yesterday, folks, that someone...
Says you and Mark. You and Mark made the argument. Whatever. Sounds like it's addressed to you, too. Go ahead.
You and Mark made the argument on 525 that someone has the right to keep and bear arms until he decides to stop being peaceful and to threaten someone. What is the point of bearing arms if you can use them or if you can never use them or threaten with them? Especially an unjust government. How did you, Mark, and Gardner all miss the fallacy here? If you say it's legal to keep and bear arms until you stop being peaceful, you cease to have the right to protect yourself. Protecting yourself is not a peaceful
action. If I didn't make it clear, I meant when you aggress against someone, when you threaten someone, as in bringing your arm to bear on another peaceful individual. When you cross that line from being peaceful into being violent, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about defending oneself against an attacker. Is that what he's saying?
Essentially, he's saying that protecting yourself is a violent action. Let me finish.
I meant aggression, and I apologize if I was not clear.
When a mother bear rips a person to shreds to protect her cubs, I think we all understand the logic behind the action, and none of us would call it peaceful in any way. No way in hell do I think a law should say that you have the right to keep and bear arms until anything. The point of the Second Amendment is to give you the ability to protect yourself against an unjust government. As soon as you put any limiting factor on that, you give the government the ability to take away that right.
Yeah.
Well, first off, this is the problem, is people, rights don't exist, and it's difficult to define what one right is and what another what isn't, and that, where are the lines drawn. Precisely. I think that when you aggress against someone, you have given up, you have infringed upon their rights.
You've given up
some of your own.
Right, because
it doesn't make any sense to incarcerate a guy in jail and still let him have his right to keep and bear arms. He's just going to order a bazooka through commissary and blow a hole in the wall. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Can you imagine what a bazooka would cost through commissary?
I don't know.
Because commissary is always more expensive than the regular marketplace.
Yeah, it depends. It really depends.
Really? You can actually get a deal at a commissary somewhere?
Yeah, at times, yeah.
Okay.
Or he'll have it sent in a package permit, or somebody will bake in a cake. He has the right to bear the arm, doesn't he? He's alive, isn't he? He's a human, so there is a point when the government can't. If there is a government, if it is a lawful government, it has the right, quote unquote, to take away somebody else's rights.
Well, I don't believe in governments, so I don't think the government can take away anybody's rights. But I do think that if what rights are agreement.
So you're saying that when someone has the right, infringes upon someone else's rights, that you can't take away their weapons?
No. I said I don't believe in a government. You didn't let me finish what I was saying. You were talking about, the government lawfully formed can do this and that. I think that if rights are an agreement between men and women, which is, I believe, all that rights really are, is, we'll respect your rights if you respect ours, that kind of thing. It's exactly as you said, Mark. I'm agreeing with you that, at least not on the government thing, but just on an individual-to-individual basis, when you infringe upon someone else's rights, your agreement, the unspoken agreement of what let's all leave each other alone. When you decide to infringe upon another person, then you've given up your rights, and at that point, you don't have them anymore.
So if I get together with several friends and disarm you, then I'm still within my rights?
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to
How
find
am I miscommunicating
out. See, you're saying government. And the fact is, any organization that takes away someone's gun is a governing organization. They're governing whether or not that person has the right to own a gun. Correct?
Oh, no, I wasn't. Okay, I must completely be miscommunicating here. I'm not talking about any kind of organization taking away someone's gun. I'm talking about the moment you aggress against someone else, and this is what Gene was agreeing with me on last night, the moment you initiate the aggression, that's when you lose your right to bear arms or whatever. But you lose all your rights because at that moment you're subject to being killed. And hopefully you will be killed because you're aggressing against somebody.
Well,
but how far?
It's subjective, too. I mean, if you get in a fist fight with somebody in a bar, I'm not sure that you can strip somebody of all their rights. I mean, it is arbitrary and subjective. How long do you strip them of
their rights?
That's
why I said we're talking about guns, not fist fights here. So when you pull
but
a gun
still committing
on somebody,
aggression if they throw a punch, can you
I was
strip
talking
them
about aggression
rights?
With a gun. If you okay. are aggressing so against somebody with a gun, they have the opportunity to kill you right there and then because you don't have your rights anymore right then and there.
So if I take that gun away from you, I'm governing your behavior.
Hopefully you would do more than just take the gun away, but okay.
Okay, but I'm governing yeah. your behavior, and I may
right.
implement some kind of punishment, like get on the ground, put your hands on your head,
yeah.
you know, those kind of things. So I'm a, if, especially if I have more than one person with me, I am a government.
Whatever you want to call yourself, Mark.
It just
makes you feel good?
It's confusing when you use terms like, I don't believe in the government.
I don't. It's just a fantasy. I think there are men and women with guns that are willing to use them on people, in which case they have actually forfeited their rights, but we know
Sometimes
what happens if we defend ourselves.
Sometimes those men and women with those guns do the right thing, right?
Sometimes.
Okay, so at that point, they're legitimate. Are they not?
I think so, in those instances.
Then we agree.
But they don't do the right thing on a very basic low level in that they have to steal from people to fund their organization.
That's not the definition of a government.
Every government on Earth today, it is.
That's true, but yeah. that the simple fact that that's what's occurring today doesn't make that.
I understand
the
that you love the term government and you want to carry it with you for the rest of your life, and that's fine. You can apply it to you and your buddies. Or you can apply it to whoever you want to. I deal with individuals and what they do.
I'm just saying that you're defining government as something that doesn't necessarily fit the definition that you're making for it. A government does not have to be an organization that is funded coercively.
I know that that's what you're saying, and that's fine. And maybe someday it won't be. But today it is.
Okay. So there we go. We got the next email.
Okay.
Good enough for you?
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231. So apparently I didn't do a good enough job communicating last night. I was talking about when you aggress against someone else with a firearm, you've lost your right to bear arms right then and there.
Once you get into this conversation of rights, you've stepped into the quicksand anyway. So, you know, because they're not real and exist in reality.
Right. That's just my definition. They're as real as I want them to be.
It's a definition about something that is not,
one can agree upon it.
Yeah, how can you agree on it?
Right, so I'm giving you my definition.
Yeah.
You aggress against someone with a firearm, you lose your rights. Well, I obviously didn't communicate it correctly. So, 800-259-9231, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come here, medical myths. Mark's got a top 10 list, right? Top 10. Some of them you say are not.
They're
myths.
Not numbered.
We'll find out. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business, how would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. HAZARID. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazard in stores. Order online at Hazard.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
On your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features and we give them to you, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click download. They're yours, going back for an entire year free. Right there on the front page at freetalklive.com.
There are lots of reasons you might want to hide your valuables around your home. Asset forfeiture, bank failures, burglars, ex-spouses, housekeepers, your kids. Stash Your Swag, SWAG.com, gives you more than 100 common places around your home, most with little or no modification. The guide contains detailed pictures to help you out. All the modifications are under $50. It's StashYourSwag.com. It's an ebook. It's got lots and lots of pictures, and it's less than $7. StashYourSwag.com.
All right, so let's go to the 10 things that the doctors, 10 medical myths that doctors are perpetuating.
Yeah, well, I don't know the necessary. I don't feel like all these are myths. And
what's the source? Where's this coming from?
The USA Today.
Okay.
.com. All right, so.
So USA Today says so.
Yep, Carol and Vreeman say patients, I'm just jumping in the middle of this article here, say patients should feel free to ask their doctors about the sources of their data. In their book, they go over some of the basic types of medical studies, noting which are the strongest. So what could patients believe? Not these medical wives' tales. Sugar makes kids hyper. Parents insist that this one's true, even though 12 studies have shown no effect between children's behavior and the sugar in their food.
So they're just hypernaturally, and people are basically blaming it on sugary drinks and things like that?
I have watched Jack the three times he's had ice cream in his life, and one time he had cake for his first birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, giggle incessantly, roll his head like Ray Charles. I do not believe them. No, what they're saying is simply not true.
You think that sugar does affect children?
Absolutely. I think that his little body just can't handle that level of sugar, and he just goes giddy.
Yeah, I can't comment, obviously, beyond there was one time I was over at a friend's house, and he had his 12-year-old cousin there, and he drank down a bunch of sodas, mm-hmm. but now that I'm thinking back, I recall the soda was a Mountain Dew, so it could have been the caffeine that was setting him off.
Yeah. Caffeine certainly.
Well, I mean, people do tend to have more energy when their blood sugar is high, and children obviously are going to be affected a lot more by a given amount of sugar than an adult is, so... To me, it makes sense that there's some reason there why it would have an effect on them.
Seems so, but now you're saying the studies are showing otherwise, that they're looking at kids, they're giving them sugar, they're watching their reactions, and they're saying that, nah, no real change.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I am loath to just toss studies into the mm-hmm. wind. I do know that... that some little article like this, that someone interprets study, the people interpret studies differently, and they don't always come sure. up with the same conclusions from the data. That there's the data, and then there's the interpretation of the data. And often what you get is, you don't in fact get an interpretation of the data, you get an interpretation of the interpretation of the interpretation of the data.
As far as if you're reading a newspaper article or something
That's right here, I think that's what we're getting. And I don't believe it personally, and I would have to go through the data to know.
All right.
And I don't have the time to do anything like that.
I know that there are parents out there listening if they want to chime in on this one here. I mean, talk about a heated debate. Are kids susceptible to being more hyper when they're eating sugary things? It seems like a no-brainer
I want a parent to call in and say no. Kids are not susceptible to being hyper when they eat sugar. I want you, please, if you...
There is a coincidence that Jack was doing all that. Maybe he would have done that anyway had he not had the sugar.
He's never done it otherwise.
No, really?
Yeah.
Acting like Ray Charles? Never before?
No.
All right, the number's 1-800-259-9231.
Here's another one I don't believe, and I know I'm going to get it from the BBS on this one. You can prevent colds with vitamin C, echinacea, or zinc.
They're saying that's a myth.
Myth. All colds eventually go away on their own after a few days, so people can be tempted to credit their recovery to something that they did to find relief.
Mm-hmm.
But 16 studies show that echinacea is no better than a sugar pill.
So wait, what were the three? Echinacea and what else?
Vitamin C, echinacea, zinc.
Now, you swear by the echinacea, don't you?
Absolutely.
I do the same thing.
You swear by echinacea?
Not just for a cold. If I feel like I'm starting to get strep throat, I'll take echinacea and vitamin C like crazy. Yeah.
And
it works. I haven't taken antibiotics.
Do you agree that you have to get it before there's this moment in time when the cold has, gone over the edge, and that if you don't catch it before that time, then there's really no good that you can do? I mean, I might take the echinacea after that point, but for me,
there's definitely a point of diminishing return. If you already feel sick, it doesn't really do much for me. I mean, it would vary for different people, but usually if I start to feel like I'm getting ill and I take vitamin C or echinacea, I feel better. I don't know if I would have felt better otherwise, but it seems to work for me.
Now, aren't the zinc companies making claims on their packaging that is essentially saying that...
I know that there certainly are companies out there, Zicam with the little Q-tip nose thing, says that it will shorten the duration of a cold. Airborne says...
What's in Zicam?
I think there's zinc in it. I couldn't tell you.
Really?
Honestly, we have that at the house, too. My wife, goes, once I say, I think it's happening.
Right.
You go through these things. But here's the problem is if you feel this funny little sort of sick feeling, and then you don't get a cold after you've taken a bunch of zinc and echinacea and done all this other stuff, you believe you have forestalled the cold. However, how do you know? So how's the study going to test this? We had 100,000 patients who were just on the verge of getting a cold.
Yeah, how do they find that?
How do you test that? I don't.
Did they just give them the cold? Can you just administer someone the cold?
They just said that this is to stop the duration of a cold. You can prove you've got a cold at some point, right?
Yeah.
The runny nose, whatever.
So they're saying these have shortened the durations of the cold. They're saying they have not shortened
them.
Right.
And I don't necessarily believe that.
But the companies are saying they are shortening them, aren't they? I mean, I recall seeing. Maybe I'm just misrecalling, but I could have sworn that they've got those lozenges with the zinc in them that mm-hmm. you can buy, and they say, studies have proven that taking the zinc shortens the length of a cold. Well, so one study says one thing, another study says another thing, which it seems to be what we find in general, right? I mean, just to pick the study you want to believe, apparently.
The article saying it's no more effective, echinacea is no more effective than a sugar pill, but they're not comparing how effective the sugar pill is compared to the actual approved remedies, because there are some studies where a placebo gets better results in the test population than
the
actual
drugs. Yeah, I'm all for
the
placebo effect. So, yeah. Screw you people and your darn science.
You know what? Somebody you know? should sell sugar pills and just put different labels on them.
Snake oil. All right. So this one, adding cereal to a baby's diet will help him sleep longer. And I think that this is it especially intended right before bedtime, as the idea is to get them to eat.
Wait, what was it again? Adding what to
them? Adding cereal to a baby's diet will help them sleep longer. Parents and pediatricians alike are perpetuating that myth because sleep deprived parents are probably willing to believe anything that might help them and their infants get a little more sleep. But studies dating back to 1974 show the babies who are fed cereal get no more sleep than other babies. Mm. Now, my understanding of this belief, and my wife certainly holds it, is that you have to give the cereal before bedtime in order, and that's not specifically stated here. I don't know. I haven't looked at this data.
I have a tough time falling asleep on an empty stomach, so maybe if I've got a little food in my belly, I'm more likely to fall asleep faster. I'm an adult, though, so I can't really comment.
I can't make a statement on that.
It seems like I'm more likely to feel tired after eating a large meal, so... But I don't know that it necessarily will work on an infant.
That works on an infant. You're feeding them. They're not claiming that giving them food doesn't help make them sleep longer.
Just cereal.
Cereal in particular. And the idea is to add cereal to the milk in order that they have some more substance in their stomach so that they're not waking up saying, I'm hungry. I want to eat again.
Maybe the National Association of Cereal Manufacturers is behind that one.
Well, actually.
Cheerios is desperate now because they can't advertise their heart benefits.
You're getting it wrong. Adding cereal does not make them sleep longer.
I know, but I'm saying maybe that the myth has come from the cereal manufacturers.
I see. Well, the baby cereal is different than adult cereal. Babies aren't eating.
I blame Gerber.
Yep. Iron in baby formula causes constipation. Apparently, studies actually have found that.
If you could start an old wives' tale that benefits your product line, that would be incredible for your business. If you think about it.
Yeah, it would be great.
Because those old wives' tales get passed on so often and so effectively.
But here's the one in the baby formula that has iron in it. You certainly don't want the idea that it causes babies constipation.
Right, I don't know what that is. We'll come back to it in a moment here. In moments, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts on these or whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, your show, you bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
Hey, I'm Nick.
And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy, they probably sell it at Amazon in dozens of categories with free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items. Get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live at the same time by going to amazon.freetalklive.com. We are moving through the 10 things that the medical industry is perpetuating that are myths, at least according to the article writer at USA Today.
Well, it says here, some medical myth that comes straight from the doctor.
And we're going to get back to those, but we're going to go to your phone calls here. Maybe you've got a few things to add to the discussion, or maybe you want to bring up anything at all. Let's go to Ladies First, where Katie is on the line in Virginia. Katie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hi, Katie. What's on your mind tonight?
Caller, and my boyfriend's making me call, and he wants to move to New Hampshire for the Free State Project.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering, how is like the bud and the reggae up there? Like
the bud and the reggae. You know, I did hear that there was a reggae show, but believe it or not, actually a reggae show here in New Hampshire. Did you hear about that one, Nick? That was going on.
No,
it's one of those underground things. You kind of had to be in the loop, I think. It was being advertised. And
wait a minute. Ian's in the loop?
No, but some people I know. I guess by proxy.
Whatever the loop is that you're in, like I don't
know. I'm tangentially connected to the outside of the loop, I guess. But it was one of those things where it was going down in the woods. Like, huh?
Is it like cold up there and stuff? Like, I'm not a northern person at all.
You're from Virginia. Are you born and raised in Virginia?
Yeah, Virginia, and I think it's freezing here. Like, cannot imagine living up north.
It's cold.
All.
Yeah, it does get cold
during the winter. It gets darn cold. We have heaters. I can tell you that. But we really don't use air conditioners very much, so you don't have to worry about that.
Well,
really
the summer
muggy,
gets hot.
Feeling.
I mean, the summer does get hot. Although if you're from
no,
it does get hot. Yes, it does.
Not by Florida standards, but it does
by Florida standards for during the daytime for a few weeks in the summertime. It does get pretty hot.
You mean one week?
Maybe 2 to 3, depending on the cycles of the year.
I haven't even bought an air conditioner. It's that not, you know.
Well, Julia, it's very difficult for her to handle the heat here, and we definitely have an air conditioner. It certainly does help, but a lot of houses don't have that up here.
So you have to add them to the windows and things like that. So, but I was born and raised in Florida, and I moved up here back in 2006.
Wow. And you moved up there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we're making it work. But, you know, we're after freedom and liberty, and so we're willing to put up with stuff like that. So,
of course.
So, and there's, by the way, I'd like to give you a little bit of good news. You did ask about the bud in New Hampshire, and from the studies that I've seen, New Hampshire is the most pot-smokingest state of the union as far as admitted pot smokers. Like, 1 out of 11 people in New Hampshire admits to being a current marijuana consumer.
Sweet.
So does that help?
I can get along up there easily.
I bet you could. Let me tell you, I know you said you already have your boyfriend, but young ladies moving to New Hampshire will have no problem getting along up here as far as finding people to share the rent
with. That'll keep you in line, if nothing else.
Yeah, well, that's good.
All right, well, I hope you... anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that was just seeing how New Hampshire was.
Okay. Yeah, well, we love it here. Thank you, Kitty, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you very much.
Yep. 800-259-9231. Now, the marijuana legal situation, on the other hand, isn't so great here in New Hampshire.
I'm not sure that it's great in Virginia either, though. I don't know that it would
be a
real big change.
Virginia's the state where they pull you over for having a radar detector. Bad news in Virginia, that's for sure. But here in New Hampshire, the laws definitely need some repealing because they're fairly draconian as far as some of the punishments for yard possession.
The reforms stand a pretty good chance of passing, so there's a very good chance that within the span of a year or two, we're going to be one of the less restrictive states in the union.
Absolutely.
We came close, and we've got medical marijuana. If the governor doesn't veto it, it will get by this year.
The governor says he is going to veto it unless there's some kind of changes to the laws, but we'll see how
it's already the most wimpy piece of legislation you could ever imagine. I can't imagine how much more they can neuter it.
It's medical marijuana, and it helps people. I mean,
it is medical marijuana for very specific categories, from what I understand. I haven't read the actual bill.
You have to be pretty much dying.
Some
diseases that are killing you. If you've got glaucoma, I don't know if you can use it.
Right, and this guy's basically saying that if you're on your deathbed, I don't know if I'm going to sign that bill that's going to let dying people smoke pot.
Look, likely what he's trying to do. This governor isn't a man of great, courage or policy. He doesn't care about those things. He's more concerned with saying, the bill that passed the House and the Senate, the people of New Hampshire wanted it. There were a couple of things I needed to see changed, and I saw it, and likely there's not going to be any real substantial change to it if what you're saying is true, that it has, barely has any teeth anyway. What are you going to do, pull another tooth?
I don't know.
I have a feeling that they'll make some wording change, and it'll probably get by. It's supported by 71% of voters as of the last poll, so
it's political suicide to some extent.
I don't see why the governor would vote against it.
Well, maybe he wants the endorsement of the Police Chiefs Association for his next run or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, so there are, there's definitely some good news here that medical marijuana is doing better than it ever has in New Hampshire, and more activists are moving here. And if you're looking at New Hampshire to move here as part of the Free State Project, you don't want to move here after all the funds been had. We need you here as soon as possible to help move these initiatives forward sooner rather than later. The more activists we can have on the ground getting things done, the more freedom we'll achieve in a shorter period of time. And it goes back to that sense of urgency that I was talking about last night.
That much is true, but even if you can't move today or this year or next year, if for whatever reason you're held wherever you are, sign up for the Free State Project.
If you plan on moving at some point.
Even if as far as I'm concerned, is if you have hopes for the Free State Project achieving itself, because the success we're having with 700 movers in this state. And
actually 700 Free Staters.
Free Staters in the state.
About half of them, I think, are movers. A little more than half.
More than half. But, we're having that with 700 movers. We're talking about the Free State Project is about 20,000 people moving to New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's big.
But you don't have to move until we have reached that 20,000 number, and then it's 5 years after that is the window for moving. So you're talking at the very least 7 or 8 or 9 years from now. you don't have any idea what your life's going to be like at that point.
And, yeah. My life can change a lot in a few months, let alone a whole year's time.
Right. As far as I'm concerned, you're likely to see the economy continue to tank if that's what you believe you're going to see.
That's one of my concerns, is that if the economy continues to tank, it's going to give people more and more reason to say, I can't go. It's too hard. I mean,
or they'll wish they had moved
more
earlier.
More jobs up here.
What I worry about is that people are going to wish they had moved when they had the money to do so,
yeah.
and when the political system wasn't cracking down as hard on dissent, because I see that...
You think that's coming?
I don't know how bad it's going to get, but I think it's going to be a little bit more dangerous to confront the government directly if people don't start confronting it now. And I
right.
think that the financial situation might prevent a lot of people who legitimately want to move. So I don't want people to get stuck in another state where the situation is going to continue to deteriorate, when they could have moved somewhere better and made a positive difference.
Absolutely. And there are opportunities to get here that, if you aren't plugged into the activist community from afar, which you should be, if you're a Free State Project member or you're just interested and you want to find out what's going on, you should be over at the New Hampshire Free Forum at nhfree.com, or over at the Free State Project Forum, or the New Hampshire Liberty Forum as well. There are a handful of forums around the state. Of course, Free Keene has one. But they're where these activists are together and they're planning things, and there are housing areas in some of these places where people will post a message that'll, you know, like one of the recent ones over the Free Keene Forum was, you know, $240 a month for a room. Now, if you can't afford $240 a month for a room plus some bills, I mean, what can you afford? That's doable, but you can only find those deals when you're plugged into the activist community. You're not going to find that if you're looking at newspapers, classifieds, and things like that.
They also say things about jobs and give people leads, because, you know, a lot of people live paycheck to paycheck or pretty close to it, and they need to know where the jobs are, and they need to have one relatively quickly upon arriving.
That's true, and that part is going to be tricky, right? Because now, I mean, I've talked to Julia. She's a manager at a restaurant. She says there's a hiring freeze, and that they've been getting so many applications coming in. So if they were to hire somebody, they would have really the pick of a whole bunch of people that are out there looking.
Well, one argument you can make, though, is, to my knowledge, the job market in New Hampshire is better than in most places
in
the country.
It's true. Far better, and it just gives you a glimpse of how bad it is in the rest of the country.
Yeah. Absolutely. But be prepared to go without for a little while. I think I highly recommend having some savings. But there are ways to cut down your costs up here. I mean, some people are even camping during the summertime. Not really much of an option for the winters. So anyway, there's lots of options as far as getting here sooner rather than later. 800-259-9231. I think I see Sam calling in from jail. I believe we'll be talking to him here in moments. Hour 2 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
AlaKeys.com is a community for self-learners. At AlaKeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlaKeys at AlaKeys.com. Again, that's AlaKeys.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.